This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From Flourish Consulting, our well-being regime master is Suzanne. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Wow, that's an exciting intro.
I was expecting a dong.
Yeah, or maybe sensei. We need to have a name for you, a special name.
Sensei. I like Suzanne.
Suzanne. Fine. All right, today, the ultimate tips. If people were to ask you, give me your five best tips.
Yes.
These are it. All right.
Wow.
Over to you.
Let's get started then. Good morning, everyone. I wanted to give just five of the most helpful tips, I think, that can really get you to move forward in your health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So the first is resistance training.
Which, if you've been doing the wellness regime with us, you've already been doing.
Yes.
That's good.
Right.
That's encouraging.
So, as I've mentioned, resistance training increases your metabolism much more than any cardio will ever do, because the muscle mass you have in your body takes a lot of energy to stay its same size or to grow, whereas fat takes nothing. So after we've done a cardio workout, we're not burning any more calories, but once we've done a resistance program, we're burning extra calories for up to 72 hours afterwards.
Mm, that's good.
Bring it on. That's good.
Yes. Mm. It also not only increases your metabolism, but it prevents osteoporosis. It also prevents injury through increasing your muscle mass around your skeleton, and it gives you that wonderful tone feeling that I know you're both enjoying already.
Yes.
Yes. Does feel better.
The beginning of it anyway.
We're at the beginning of it. We've got a way to go, but at the beginning of it.
Yes.
Mm. Well, yeah, so that's cool to know, isn't it? That, like, just doing the push-ups, doing the
squats,
the dips, the squats, the lunges.
Mm-hmm.
It's all paying off.
It doesn't take a lot of time either. It's 20 minutes, three times a week, and that just really will strengthen the body. So that's tip one.
Okay.
Number two.
Tip two, increase your protein. We are a very carbohydrate-rich society, especially with bread. And I was talking to you, Dan, before about how a lot of women I speak to especially, but some men in their early 30s start to develop an intolerance to wheat.
Mm.
And it's because we have eaten so much white bread all of our lives, probably two slices as a minimum every day. And the body just builds up an inability to cope with it any longer.
That's scary, actually, when you think about that, because I'll think about how much bread I would eat in a day.
I know people who, I mean, I know people, because me and my mates used to do it. I stopped, but I used to still do it, who would go to the bakery. You know those pull-apart loaves?
Yes.
Like, that's a meal. So I know people who do that. I should say I also used to do that for a meal. It's a little embarrassing.
Very well. No, that's not good for us. This is too much. This
no,
is not that
isn't.
Variety we need. Yeah,
and we need that variety. That's right. But so protein is just such an important component of our body. Every cell in the body and pretty much our hair and nails are made mostly of protein.
I have no hair.
Your body uses protein to build and repair tissues. Your protein is also used to make enzymes, hormones, and other body chemicals. So it's just the absolute building block.
Wow.
And it's harder to get. You don't go into a service station and readily find protein.
No.
It's always carbohydrate-based food.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Now, run us through some of what is protein, because I used to just think protein, okay, meat or fish, and that's it. But you threw some curly ones out there before.
Yeah, so we've got all the beans. They're half protein, half carbohydrate, but they also don't have the saturated fat that the meat products do.
Mm.
And one of the biggest things we're seeing from a health perspective is so many people are getting sick with saturated fats. That's their heart disease, their strokes, those kind of things. So if we can increase our protein and make them from lean sources or make them from things that aren't saturated fat, then it's really going to help us. It also includes tofu. It includes a lot of the grains too. So polenta, any of your kind of birdseed looking things, they all have a good mix of fat, protein and carbohydrate.
Wow.
Yeah, chickpeas are a great example. Eating some baked beans as well is going to help increase your protein.
I'm good with the beans. I eat baked beans.
Very
no worries.
Good.
Okay, good.
So, number three, think yourself healthy.
Okay, explain that one. You have to explain that one.
So many people have such a lot of negative self-talk going on in their heads. I'm never going to be able to achieve this. I can't possibly lose weight. I've always been this way. And they actually talk to themselves so much harsher than they would to other people. And I find that it prevents them from achieving so much of their results because their mind is stopping them from doing that. Wow. So to really start to think positively and say, yeah, I can do this and I am going to, this is going to look different this time, makes a world of difference. Think about when you guys hang around with somebody that's a bit negative, you generally come away feeling a little bit negative. But if you hang around with really positive people, you start using the same terminology, you start feeling more positive. And it's the same thing with us. If you find that generally you have a bit of negative self-talk, I'd encourage you to write down in a journal for a few days whenever it happens. And when you look back over it, you might realize it happens at certain times or with certain people. So then you can start putting something into place to stop you from doing it. And after a period of time, that makes a huge difference in how you look at yourself.
Well, so no, I mean, no doubt about it. Words are powerful, but I mean, that's interesting, isn't it? That will have an effect on our health.
Absolutely. Wow. If you've tried to lose weight before, for example, and it hasn't worked, you just say to yourself, well, it's not going to work this time. Then you're already defeated. But instead saying, no, you know what? This time is different. I'm in a different space. Then it can make all the world of difference. When I was going through a period, I developed some replacement statements that I wanted to share with you guys. One was whenever a negative thought would come into my head, I would say I'm strong and fit and can maintain a healthy weight.
It's good.
I'm strong, I'm fit, I can maintain a healthy weight. And so whenever those negative thoughts came in, I would just speak that back out to them. Or there's a great psalm that I used. It's 139:14, and it says, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
It's good, isn't it?
It's
that's a
really
winner,
good.
That's good. Yep.
Scripture's amazing how it can just speak love and light into our lives. So when you hear these doubts, overtake them with something powerful and you won't believe the results you can achieve.
Excellent. All right. Well, thought life. What'd you call it? Healthy thoughts.
Healthy thoughts.
Healthy
yeah.
Thoughts.
Think yourself healthy.
Excellent.
Do we dare for the last now?
Oh, we've two got more. Two more.
It's two more.
Two four.
It's five.
Do we dare for
enough?
I'm just thinking that's enough for me. Are those three, seriously?
I'm done, man. Three is good.
Two more. Come
okay.
on. Here we go.
Tip four.
Eat live food. So much of the food we now eat is dead and processed, and everybody's coming to me saying that they feel dead and processed.
Yeah, that's fair, I think.
It all comes out of packaging. It comes from things that have been stored there for the last 10 years and we're still eating them. So I really want to encourage listeners to eat food that is live and raw as much as possible. And so when you go into a supermarket, there are all the things on the outside of the supermarket.
Yes.
That's the fresh produce section. That's the dairy and the milk areas. That is also any of your, like the food counter where you can get your fish and your meats. All on the outside of the supermarket.
You're right. That's where all the good stuff is. So could you do a full shop, putting laundry and stuff aside?
Yeah.
Well, that's on the outside too, though, isn't it? Usually all the cleaning stuff's on the other end, isn't it?
That's
so
right.
So you can do the whole circuit.
You could...
And avoid the nasty aisles.
I've heard
in the
to avoid four aisles, and they're the aisles that are down the middle, and they're the ones with the soft drink, with
them.
The cereals, with the chips, all of those, the chocolates, they're all in the middle of the supermarket.
The biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're strategically placed there as well, because when you run in... Often we don't go to either end. We just run through an aisle and we go straight to those sections.
Oh, it's clever.
It's very clever. But I'll take cereal for an example. We eat cereal most often for breakfast in Australia as the breakfast food. But it's been developed in a way that can last on the shelves now for years and years. Whereas you have something that's live and it's gone off by 4 days, say mung beans or oats. They don't last for very long once you've put them into the water. And so they last for so long because they've been processed. They've got preservatives. They've got anti-rancidity agents to stop them from going rancid and so much more. And so...
And we're eating that. We're consuming that.
We are on a regular basis.
So we won't go rancid inside ourselves then or, you know, we'll last forever.
No, well, you've just got there and there's a whole other level. Wow. And we're going to look, you know, in the coming weeks at nutrition labels and what to look at there.
Okay.
So I don't want to turn everybody off it either because it's all about having a balance. But because everything in life has to be so fast now, all of our food needs to be ready-made or 5 minutes in the microwave, we're actually doing our health an injustice through that.
Yep. I think that's a fair statement to make. We do. We want it really quick. I want to create a microwave that counts quicker.
Yeah,
like, because wouldn't that be, I'm in such a rush. It sounds silly, but it's true. We just want everything.
Just want to throw it out there.
Yes.
Let's listen to Suzanne's advice.
Yeah, I'm saying that's terrible. We wait to come on, hurry up in the microwave. Anyway, sorry. Please. I'll be quiet now.
So I want to challenge you guys to try and eat more fresh produce over the next week and see how you feel.
All right.
Stir fries, for example, take about 5 minutes to cook. Honestly, they're so quick.
I can't cook, but I can do a stir fry.
There you go.
Yeah.
Try and do those a bit more often than pulling something out of the freezer and sticking it in the microwave or in the oven.
Yep. That's
good. Then the last point. Are we ready?
Ready.
All right.
Here we go. Live a balanced life.
Okay, balanced life. How do you mean?
Many people are either all or nothing, and especially when it comes to their health and well-being, they're all for 10 minutes and then they're nothing for 20 minutes.
Yes.
And so what I want to encourage everybody to do is just to be present and to really live a balanced life in a way that it's all part of your lifestyle. So you'll notice you guys are talking more to your friends about this stuff.
Mm.
You're looking more actively when you go to the supermarket about what you're going to eat, or when you go to a restaurant and what you're going to cook for your family. And so that is now becoming part of your lifestyle. It's not a quick 10-minute fix. But not only just with your nutrition, it's to do with the friends that you have, the work practices that you keep. It's the whole balance of everything.
Mm. Yeah, that's excellent. And we should mention it because just recently you got us to draw one of those circle charts.
Yeah.
Pie charts.
So what I often get clients to do is to draw a pie chart. So get an A4 size of paper and draw a massive circle in that. And on the outside, just write all the different things that encompass your life. So it might be work, friends, exercise, spirituality. It can be also hobbies that you have. And then start to work out in like a pie chart what percentage each of those take up in your life. Then just look back on it and say, is this a good reflection of where I want my life to be right now?
Mm.
Or is it way out of whack in a certain area? Am I spending no time with my family and it's all work, for example? Or am I spending so much time with friends and not really spending any time with my family? And until we actually put it on paper, we don't really know what it looks like. So it's quite empowering. How did you guys find with looking at it?
I have to admit, it was a little daunting to see how much time I spend in the work category.
Mm.
But then when I kind of divided that up and thought, okay, how much of that is travel? And then, like when we were talking, like using travel time, so instead of just sitting on a train for an hour, like that's, you know, that's the perfect time to be getting into my Bible or to be reading something else or in the car listening to audio books or, you know.
Yeah, that's really good. And I think it's about then knowing
Aaron and
that
Dan.
Yes. Yes. First and foremost, listening to Aaron and Dan. Sorry, please continue, Suzanne.
No problem. So I was just going to say that's a really good thing. Then you notice, wow, I've got this time. I've got an hour every day on the train. How am I going to use it best? Mm. So that we're actually then adding that balance into our life. So things that are missing, you might be able to draw into that time.
Mm, it was
that's
excellent.
Good. What about
it's a
you,
worthwhile
Aaron?
Thing to do. Yeah, look, there's things I can adjust, but there'll be a slow adjustment. That's the thing. So some work areas, just some other stuff that I've just neglected and let fall off the end, they need to sort of be implemented back in. So spending time with friends, that's a really low priority. Sorry, friends.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, I
Sorry.
Hope they're listening to you.
Yeah.
What did you just admit on air?
I know, but it's true. I mean, obviously family comes first and stuff, but then there's work and things, all these other things.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you realize you're not actually catching up with people as much as you should. Anyway,
right.
So lots to do.
Let's recap our top five.
Yep.
Yes.
Suzanne?
Number one, resistance training.
Yes.
Number two, increase protein.
Yes.
Number three, think yourself healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, eat live food.
Yes.
And number five, live a balanced life.
There it is. We'll put all that on the website, hope1032.com.au. Suzanne from Flourish Consulting, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
If you have any questions, shewillflourish.com.
This has been a Hope1032 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.